You are now listening to The Crossover with Abigail. The hour, actually it is now 9 past the hour, 4 o'clock. A very good afternoon to you and welcome to The Crossover right here on the only talk radio station that is with me, Abigail, from this hour right up until the hour of 6 o'clock this evening, or rather afternoon. Well, good afternoon. Allow me to thank Tatena Lovanza for keeping you guys company. That is from the hour of 1 right up until the hour of 4, where I do take over and be with you on this lovely kind of chilled Sunday afternoon. Well, we can all agree that winter is actually here. It has arrived in our region, or in our capital city, because ever since Thursday, Yes, Thursday, you know, we've been getting these chill weathers where it's kind of like cold. You don't know if it's cold or it's not cold. But then on Friday, I actually confirmed that, yeah, no, the cold is actually here. And it's time to go and unpack the winter clothes that are unpacked away, because that's what usually happens. When the cold subsides, like it's gone, we all know that we are getting into warm weather. We usually remove the cold clothes from our closet and then we pack them somewhere. Wait until winter is back and then we take them out. And that's actually what I need to go do when I get back home from the studio, right into unpacking, looking for the warm stuff, because it's really cold. You know, it's really cold. If you compare last Sunday to this Sunday, they are definitely not the same Sundays. Because I remember last Sunday, I don't know if I came to ask the question on air, I'm not sure, whether winter starts in April or winter starts in May, because I was not really sure. Right? And then I don't think I got the answer, but when I left the show, when the show came to an end, I found a colleague the other side, and I asked him, Anna, when does winter start? And he was like, no, winter starts in April. And he reminded me of back in the days when we used to change, the time. And he was like, you remember when the time used to change? It used to change usually on the 1st of April, because that's when winter starts. And that's when, you know, the sun, rises a bit later. That's when I actually reminded myself also, like, oh yeah, it's true. Winter actually begins in April. And, a few days ago, we actually started feeling the cold. I honestly started feeling the cold on Friday. Yes, on Friday, that's when I really started feeling like, oh, you know, it's actually cold. And then yesterday as well. I'll tell you all about yesterday, or rather last night. Just in a bit, because I do usually give you guys a recap of how my weekend went about, whether I was just indoors doing nothing or I ended up doing something. I do always give you guys a recap. So before we get to that, let me just wrap up this conversation about the cold. Yeah. So I'd like to encourage all of us to also make sure that we dress warmly. If you are the type like me and my friend, because I also know she does the same thing, because we had this discussion yesterday that it is actually time to unpack, you know, the warm clothes. If you also do that, do not wait until it's extremely cold to do that. No, I'd encourage you to do that actually today. If you can do it today, please do that, because we don't know how the cold is going to progress. As the days go by, starting from tomorrow onwards. So, yeah, as I said, that's definitely what I'm going to do. I'm one of the people who really don't like the cold. I don't do well in the cold. In terms of, I am a person who's born during the warm weather, right? So there's no way I'd like the cold weather, even though other people celebrate when they start feeling these chills, you know, the cold. They are like, yeah, this is the weather we love. This is the weather we prefer. But as for me, I honestly prefer the heat. And I think being born during the heat, I think also contributes to why I prefer the hot weather, compared to the cold weather. And also during cold weathers, I really struggle, with colds and flus. And sometimes I also end up having a cough. I don't know. Maybe it's because we all know that during cold weathers, our immune systems, they also, you know, become a bit low than how they are during warm seasons or during hot weathers. So I really struggle. And also that's the other thing why I honestly don't like, winter or cold weather. It's just not for me. Never has been, never will, to be honest. So I'll definitely miss the hot weather. Until when does this cold even goes away? I think it's around about September. Like September, that's when we really usually feel the heat here in the capital. even though some places, you know, the heat starts from August there. But sometimes here, the cold really persists right up until September. And also last year, to be honest, the cold really didn't go away. Like, to be honest, the cold really, really didn't go away. It was very cold. I think up until maybe October, it was still like cold. I remember I even asked fellow listeners on the Silozi show, and they actually confirmed. They were like, yes, you know, the cold really didn't leave here in the capital. And I remember I was still, you know, using the warm blanket that I usually use during the cold weathers. And also, beginning of the year, it was very cold. There was a point where it was very cold. I remember one night I took out my warm blanket and I never put it back because I was like, what's the point? Because we will soon be in cold weathers anyway. So I've been warm, you know, I've been warm for quite some time now. And I also encourage you to make sure that you are warm. If you are leaving the house, please make sure that you are covered very well. You can also throw socks on your feet just to make sure that your body gets warm, because that is one of the body parts where, you know, the cold really enters into your body, into your system. So just try to make sure that you are really warm and, you got this, you know, 'cause this is the weather that usually makes people very sick, especially me. I'm one of the people who usually gets very sick. Also, it's because maybe I struggle with sinusitis. So that also becomes unbearable, during these cold weathers. So it is 16 past the hour of 4 o'clock. And if you just joined in, you are welcome. It is a chilled Sunday in the capital. I don't know where you are listening us from, how the weather is there. Are you in Katima? Are you in Walvis Bay? Are you in Ondangwa or Muthiya or Kahao, wherever you're listening from? Wonder how the Sunday is there, you know, because here it's really cold. If you see me, you will definitely agree with what I'm telling you now because of the way I'm dressed. I'm really warm. I made sure that I'm warm because usually this time of the year, when I get off air around 6, it's very cold and it's kind of like a bit dark. So I usually make sure that I really get warm and I keep warm, right? So let's get to what I was up to during the weekend as well as last night, because I mentioned last night. So Friday I was home. I really didn't do much. I was just home, you know, binge watching crime documentaries. I'm really a fanatic of crime documentaries, crime series. I think I might have taken a wrong career. I'm not sure. I think I would have excelled as a crime investigator because I really, really love watching crime and how they investigate and how they capture the culprits and bring them to law. It really fascinates me. It's something that I really, really enjoy watching. I can spend the whole weekend, believe me, from Friday when I knock off until Sunday before I come on air, just watching crime documentaries. So that's what I was up to on Friday. Didn't do much. Went to go eat kapana, and then I was home. So yesterday I was home. Just went in the afternoon, I think around lunchtime. Just went to go buy drinking water. From there, I was indoors until around 6, 7-ish there, when I left with my friend. We went to go watch the Big Ben show. So Big Ben had a show that was being hosted at the Zoo Park. It was very nice. Like, it was very nice. I haven't yet gotten hold of. There are two guys who are in a band and they sing lively. You know, and they sing songs, like different songs. They are so good. And I haven't gotten a hang of their name. I don't even remember if I heard their name when they were being called on the stage, but it was really a lovely show. It was really nice. I think everybody who went there can attest to this, that it was a really nice show. You know, somebody even got engaged on the stage. My friend even made this joke to say, ah, we are all invited to this wedding because we all witnessed, you know, the engagement. So somebody got engaged on the stage. How it happened, it was very funny because Big Ben pretended to have a USB. He was like, I have a USB here with all my albums and I'd like to give it to one special, you know, person or one winner. And then the crowd started shouting names, who should win the USB. Because that's what I didn't understand as to how he picked up this person's name, this lady's name. And then he mentioned the lady's name, you know, the name and the surname, and called her to the stage. And she came running to the stage and he even asked her for her ID. Let me see your ID to just verify it's really you before I give you the USB. And she took out her ID. Just when that was happening, I just saw a man, you know, with flowers approaching, and then she was also shocked. The next thing I saw, the man kneeling on one knee. I'm like, what the hell is going on here? And then we just realized that, oh, it is actually an engagement. Somebody was so lucky to get engaged in front of a large crowd like that. So it was really a lovely thing to see, lovely thing to experience. I've never been around anybody where, you know, all of a sudden somebody is being proposed for marriage. The man is on one knee having a bouquet of flowers. So that was really, really nice to see, yesterday. So I really had a great, Saturday evening. Even though I discovered that I have a problem of getting tired, you know, like I just get tired. And then there's this thing of like I clock out, then I can't concentrate on the performance anymore because my mind is like, I just want to get home and, you know, and just sleep and just rest or do something. So I was really tired, but it was really, really nice. So yeah, you know, live bands are awesome. I think that's the word I can use. The live bands are really awesome. So it was really a nice, night out with my bestie. So yeah. At first, when it was time to go, I really felt like, do I really have to go there? But then I was like, oh, my friend bought these tickets, you know, there's nothing I can do. Can't lie that I'm not feeling well. Just to get there, it was a whole vibe. It was nice. So basically, that was all about my Saturday. You know, I only have Saturdays off, and usually that's when I will do something if there's something to be done or something to do. Because Fridays, when I knock off, I usually feel like, ah, I just want to go home and just relax. And then Sunday, it's a thing of you can't do anything because you are going to the studio. So yeah, but that's all about, my Saturday. So I'm actually looking forward getting home, cooking a very nice warm meal first before I go unpack. You know, take out those warm things that I packed to make space in the closet. And I'm sure now it's going to be congested again because I usually take them out to make space. So now when they are going back, it's definitely going to be full. But yeah, colleagues, winter is definitely here. So it is 23 minutes past the hour of 4 o'clock. Let me just wish anybody who is born today a happy birthday to you, the 19th of April, just a day before, you know, teachers get paid. They are getting paid tomorrow. And they are already complaining. If you have a teacher or teachers in your contacts, I'm sure you have seen the circus that is on their status while they're updating and all that. They are complaining about their salaries tomorrow. They are already warning us, you know, to refrain from asking them money tomorrow. And I'm like, geez, geez, geez. The 20th people, Vakali 20, they are problematic, but yeah. So happy birthday to you. Do enjoy it. Remember that it only comes once in a year. So do make the most of it, even though it's on a Sunday. There are a lot of things you can do on this Sunday. And also just do it correctly. Avoid tiring yourself. It's not necessary because tomorrow is Monday and we don't want anybody starting off their weekdays, you know, exhausted, tired. So do enjoy. Yeah, wow. Okay, it is a beautiful Sunday. The fact that I'm just, going on and on and on and on and on, it's really nice. So we are now in the crossover, 25 minutes into the crossover. And this is a show where we dive into timely topics, every Sundays to cross over from the previous week into the new week. Even though there was a time when I thought of changing the name because I got feedback on how a lot of people were confused by the name of the show. People thought that maybe it's a gospel show, the crossover. I don't know how that was interpreted in that way, but that made me to, consider changing the name of the show. But then I was advised not to, just probably find ways to explain the name of the show. This is why every time I'm on air, or most of the times that I'm on air, I'm like, we are in the crossover. This is a show where we cross over from the weekend into the weekday, with good discussion topics, motivational topics, and all that, as well as good Sunday music, Sunday jams. As we all know that Sundays are for lovers, so we also do send shout outs to lovers, and we play at least one song that we do dedicate to the lovers every Sundays. So I think, no, it's not. I almost said that I think this is the last Sunday. It's not. So we still have one more Sunday, and then we will say goodbye to the fourth month in the year 2026. Actually, this year is really flying. I've been coming on air and saying that this year is not flying, blah, 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 blah. But the year is actually flying. On Thursday, when my friend asked me that, have you realized that 2026 is actually flying? I was like, I'm not sure, but I think it is. And in all honesty, it looks like it is also flying, as the same way 2025 was also flying last year. So yeah. We will go for a musical break, and after that we will come get into a discussion. I do have a discussion for all of us, just to reflect on this Sunday afternoon. And if you'd like to come through and give your two cents here and there, you will also be welcome to do that. I'll give the studio number, even though I am pretty sure that we all know the studio number by now, but we still have to give it just in case somebody is tuning in and they don't know the studio number and they would like to call in and participate. So yeah, here is Sounds of Aretha Franklin. And this one is titled It Hurts Like Hell. Good afternoon, good afternoon. What a Sunday.
Something wonderful to me, to watch it grow inside yourself, to feel your heart inside itself. Sometimes it hurts to love so bad, when you know you've given all you can. Sometimes it hurts to even ask. You do your best, but still it's much too sad. Sometimes the pain is just too much. The hurt, and it hurts like hell. That's the way it feels. True love, it has no hiding place. It's not something you just put away. You know you've given it your.
Listening to The Crossover with Abigail.
I'm
Sexual Healing by Marvin Gaye, bringing us to 24 minutes to the hour of 5 o'clock. And somebody under this song, you know, made a comment that said that this song is responsible for half of the population. That's how good it is, you know. It might be responsible for half of the population. And that was 6 years ago. The comment was left 6 years ago. Well, regardless, it is a Sunday. Sundays we do listen to, you know, gems that are relaxing. Sunday is for relaxing. Sunday is really not doing too much. It's not for doing too much. It's all about, you know, listening to the conversations on radio and also enjoying the music that is being played for you. So as I said before the musical break, that we do have a discussion today, and I will come tell you all about it after the music. So that was sounds of Aretha Franklin as well as Marvin Gaye. Aretha with It Hurts Like Hell, and Marvin Gaye, Sexual Healing. So today we are going to talk about, you know, the little decision that changed everything in your life. You know, the little decision that changed everything in your life. So if I have to ask you now, what is that little decision that actually changed everything in your life? When you have to sit now and look back, what is that small decision that you actually took without even knowing that it is going to bring so much change in your life? You still did it. And then just to realize later on that, you know, the little decision or the small decision actually brought immense change into your life. You know, sometimes it's not the big moments that define our lives. But the small, quiet decisions we almost didn't make. So today we are going to discuss, you know, that one turning point. It could have been a text message that you sent. It could have been, you know, at the job you applied for or the road you chose to take that changed everything. That is what we are going to discuss today. You know, so a very good afternoon to you. You are listening to Eagle FM, the only talk radio station. As I've said, today we are diving into a very powerful discussion, which is about, you know, the small decision or the small decisions that changed your life forever, you know. As I've said, that it's really not the big dramatic moments that usually, you know, end up changing our lives, but it's always those small tiny ones that when you are even doing them, you don't even realize the impact they have, you know. It's only later after you have decided and then you realize, you know what? That was the best decision I have actually ever done in my life, because it has brought so much change in my life. And when we talk about change, it could be good, it could be bad, but in most cases it's good, you know, good results, because a lot of us usually have good results after we have, you know, taken a leap of faith and do this small tiny decision, just to realize that, ooh, look at how wonderful my life has turned out because of this small decision that I took that has led to, you know, the biggest change in my life. I would definitely share with you, you know, a personal story on how a small decision actually changed my life so much. There are so many examples I can give you. If I have to start, honestly speaking, our time on the show can even come to an end and I'm not even close to being done. But there's this one small decision that I'd like to share with you. Maybe I might have shared it, but I would still like to share it because it's very relatable to our discussion for today, which is about, you know, making small decisions that lead to big change in our life, or small decisions that usually lead to everything in our lives changing. So I'm going to explain what is a small decision. First of all, If there's somebody out there who is, you know, thinking, what is a small decision? Because maybe you can't tell between a small decision and a big decision. So I'll explain to you. So small decisions are minor daily or routine choices, such as what to eat, whether to exercise, or how to respond in a conversation. That seem insignificant in the moment, but compound over time to shape long-term health, you know, finances and relationships. They are often made automatically, influencing habits, mental energy, and also personal developments. And examples of small decisions that I can give, you know, in health, for example, when you choose to take the stairs, when you choose to drink water instead of a cool drink, or when you choose to sleep in. Those are small decisions that actually end up, you know, having a big impact in our lives. And when I have to give an example in productivity, you know, productivity, we can say when you decide to check your emails first, or when you decide to set a daily goal, or when you decide to tackle a 2-minute task immediately. Now, that is a small decision, but can contribute immensely when it comes to your productivity. When we talk about finances, an example that I would give of a small decision that you can take in your finances is choosing to buy coffee, right? Or automating a small savings transfer, or skipping an impulse purchase. We all know that impulse purchases are something that are very terrible for all of us. Unless if you are a billionaire, that when you do these small impulse purchases, they really don't leave a dent or an effect. You don't feel it. When it comes to relationships, an example of a small decision would be, you know, deciding to send a kind text, offering a compliment, or staying silent during a disagreement. Other people, you know, for example, in relationships, you know, when there's an argument that is going on, other people would opt, you know, to, you know, also giving back punches because they are receiving punches. They would also opt to, I'm also punching back. There's no way I'm just going to let this one just keep on punching me without me giving any punches back. But when you do a small decision like staying silent during an argument, you would be surprised at how far that small decision can go. You know, you might be able to avoid a lot of things, such as, you know, the disagreement now leading to something physical, or a disagreement now leading to words that were not meant to be spoken to now being spoken. And these are not good words. It's bad words. So it actually saves you from, you know, so many regrets, having to regret, had I just kept quiet in that moment of disagreement, what would have been the outcome? So such small decisions, they really go a long way, right? Like I've said, when it comes to your health, small decisions can also play a big role in your life. When you feel thirsty and you decide, I'm going to drink water instead of drinking cool drink, because we all know that cool drink has gas, and gas is not good for you healthy-wise. So when you drink water, it might seem so small, like it's nothing, but in the long run, it's actually going to be very good for you. Or when you choose to take the stairs instead of the elevator, you wouldn't see why it is good for your body for you to walk the stairs, no matter how exhausting it might be, no matter how far or how long it might take you when you use the stairs compared to the elevator, but that is a good decision that you are doing for your body. And also sleeping in, you know, we have had conversations about the importance of sleeping in, and also sometimes why it's important to have boundaries when it comes to your sleep, having a sleep routine, why it's important to do that. So just one small decision when friends are saying, let's go out and, you know, have fun, have drinks, have dinner. And you actually know that your body cannot take it. You are exhausted. So you need to shut down. You need to restart. So you say, no, guys, I don't think I'll make it. I'd rather sleep in. That small decision might look like it's nothing. But after the sleep in, you know, after your body has rested, after you getting re-energized, your body is going to thank you for that small decision. So small decisions that we do in our daily lives could be at work. You know, it could be about our productivity. It could be about our money. You know, you have coffee at home, right? You have coffee at home, but you decide to pass by a coffee shop just to buy coffee. That's not a good choice, financially, you know. But when you decide, you know what? I'm going to make my coffee at home and carry a coffee mug with me at work. You won't see how good that is in that moment, but eventually you will actually start seeing it and saying, you know what? I'm actually saving money, me not going to coffee shops and buying coffee or tea, whereas these things, I have them at home. And also in our relationships, it's very, very important that we realize how small decisions really play a role and impact our relationships. I give an example of, you know, staying silent during a disagreement. You might think that is just a small thing. The other person is going to think you are stupid. The other person is going to think you are weak. But at the end of the day, when you sit and reflect, you will realize that keeping quiet was actually the best decision that I did. Even though it seemed like it's a small decision in that moment, but it was actually a very, very needed decision. That's what I've also learned now when it comes to, you know, disagreements. When there's fingers that are being pointed in your face, in your direction, you ask yourself, is this worth it? Is this worth my energy? And then in most cases, I've decided to, you know, disagree. I mean, keep quiet. Because I know if I also start shooting bullets back, it's not going to end well. And it might even just prolong the disagreement, prolong the argument, to a point where it was not supposed to go. So in a nutshell, that is what, small decisions are, and also examples of small decisions. Now let's look at the impact of small decisions. Like I said, they are small, but they have such a large impact when it comes to our life. So the first impact is to, you know, compound effect, similar to compound interest. Small positive choices or decisions, like, you know, reading one page a day, you know, compound into significant results over time. Usually at school, we are always encouraged, you know, to read every day. You know, you need to read. You don't have to wait for when you have a test, and then you now have like 3, 4, 5 units to cover in a few days. It's not good. So the small decision of you reading just one page every day, one page every day, that can compound into significant results over time. So when you have a test, when you have an exam, you know, your brain is having this information already. So when you are even going through, it's literally just to refresh the information that is already in your brain. Also, another impact of small decisions is decision fatigue. You know, making too many small, non-automated decisions, for example, what should I weigh? What should I wear? What should I dress? Can drain your mental energy, which reduces capacity for important decisions, right? So it can also be a bad thing when you are always, you know, relying on small decisions. So this can actually, you know, drain your mental energy, which reduces capacity for important decisions. So it is 9 minutes to the hour of 5 o'clock. Time really flies, hey, because I just got here in a few minutes ago, but it's already 50 minutes. Or is it because I am conversing, I'm talking? Maybe. So now that we have defined what a small decision is, right? My question to you is, did you know at the time your decision was big when you took that decision, or did you only realize later that, you know what, that small decision I took a while ago was actually bigger than I imagined? So did you realize that, or did you only realize it later? You know, I said that I will give an example, a very personal example of how a small decision that I took in my life, you know, led to this great change that I also never even imagined, that I also never even pictured myself, you know. So, yeah, we will continue in a few minutes. We will go for a break and then we'll come continue shortly thereafter. Do not go anywhere. We are together. We still have like an hour and 8 minutes to be together on this Sunday afternoon until 6 o'clock, where I will leave you guys in the hands of Hende, who will be with you on Eagle Spot Zone from 6 up until the hour of 8 o'clock.
Let you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud. So
not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the
eye. Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM. The eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
And of course, so we continue with our discussion, which is all about the little decision that changed everything in your life. So we have 6 minutes to the hour of 5 o'clock. You know, sometimes we think that we are in control, right? And I don't know if this is just human nature. I don't know. But sometimes we really think that we are in control. But are we just one small decision away from a completely different life? And from my own perspective, the answer is actually yes. That are we just one small decision away from a completely different life? That is actually very true, you know. So now here is my personal story. Probably I might have said this before, but because it's relatable to this discussion that we are having today, I am going to say this again in case I've said it before, because I don't know. Sometimes I mix things that I say on my Silozi show. You know, if I said something on the Silozi show And then I sometimes think that I might have said this here as well, but that's not the case. It also happens on the Silozi show. I said things here and I think I said it on the other show, but that's not the case. So yes, as I have said, that you know, that sometimes we are just one decision away from a completely different life. That is actually true. I don't know if I've said the story on how I ended up on radio as a radio host, presenter, personality, whatever you call it. I don't know if I've said that story before, but that is actually one small decision that actually completely, you know, changed my life into a different direction or into a different way, you know. So I always wanted to be a teacher. And I think even my parents used to think that I will become a teacher. And this is because growing up when I was still in my primary grades, I started, you know, teaching stones. I think stones or bricks. Machwe. Yeah, in Silozi they call them machwe. So I found there was this door that was not used. I found this door, and that is what I used as my chalkboard. I would always steal chalks at school. You know, when the teacher leaves chalks, I steal them for my classes at home after school. So this was something that I, you know, I don't know how it started. I really can't recall how it started, but all I remember is that I would do this. I would, you know, have classes where I'm talking to stones, teaching them whatever I felt like teaching that day, I would teach, you know. So I honestly thought that I was going to become a teacher. But then when I tried that, I got an opportunity to teach grade two. Then I realized, no, this is not something that I want to do. It's not something I can manage, you know. And then another career came in my mind. I went for it, you know, studied. And then when I went for internships, that's when I realized that I don't think I can, you know, survive this. So now I was at a point where I honestly didn't know what I want to do, you know. So I was just like there, taking it a day at a time, hoping that probably something is going to get my attention and then I will go for it. I will see how it goes and then maybe I will fall in love with it. But yeah, then nothing came. But it was not long after that when I got this advert of when they were looking for radio presenters, and I was like, I don't think I can do that. Speaking on radio, Haibo, speaking to people, like so many people listening to you, I don't think I can do that. So I met someone who actually really convinced me. You know, he was like, you are very well articulated in English, and you will be presenting in English, and I don't think it's going to be very difficult for you. So he was like, okay, just try and see how it goes. If it doesn't materialize, then it's okay. You have tried. And then I tried. I remember at first, you know, radio hosts, there's a way they speak, you know. Even now, I still get it. I still get a lot of it from people who I usually meet. And they realize that I'm a radio host, and they would ask me, yeah, so why do you guys speak like that? Why do you guys sound the same on air? It doesn't matter which radio station you are listening to, but you guys actually just sound the same. Do you guys get trained to speak on air, or do you guys go to school to learn how to speak on air, you know? So there was that, you know, I didn't know how to speak on air. The voice was also not, it was not it. This is not the voice I used to have. Like, honestly speaking, radio also had a role in changing my voice somehow. You know, like having this bit of deep voice that really sounds very well on air. Right? Okay, and then I started the hosting thing for a while. Then I realized, okay, it's not that difficult, you know. And then people also started complimenting. Yes, that's the word. People started complimenting me when I would go out and I meet individuals. And then when they learn that I'm Abigail, who usually speaks on airwaves, oh, you know, they would come to me and they'd be like, oh, so you're just this small person. You know, when we're listening to you, you are this powerful, you have this powerful energy, you know, you have this command. And when we are listening to you on radio, we usually think that you are this huge woman. And we were always looking forward to meeting you. And now that we have met you, we're like, ah, it's just you. So small and tiny. I used to be very tiny back in the years. Yeah, so after that, there was one person who actually asked me, why don't you do this as a career? Because you are so good at it. And the rest is history, you know. So that is how one small decision actually really changed my life to a point where right now when I look back, I couldn't see that that decision was, you know, heading to this path. No, I didn't see it, to be honest. It was just a thing of, okay, I'm still lost. I still don't know what I want to do. I thought I was going to become a teacher, but that didn't materialize. I thought I was going to become, you know, something else, but that also did not materialize. So it was a thing of, okay, while I'm still trying to figure out what I am going to do, let me do this. Let me go on air and, you know. But then the compliments and the encouragement that I got in terms of, you are so good with this, why don't you do this as a career? I was like, maybe, let me try this. And, you know, it actually worked out. And here I am. So that small decision that I took, you know, to try go on air, speak behind the mic, even though it was not an easy one, but it has led so far here where we are. And this is how you guys even ended up getting to, you know, meet me on air, not personally, but on air. Because had I not taken that small decision to try and go on air, probably I wouldn't be here, you know. I would have never, you know, started this thing, media. I don't know where I would be at, to be honest. So this is why I say that, you know, I do agree with this line that says that sometimes we think we are in charge, or sometimes we think we are in control, but are we just one small decision away from a completely different life? Because your life can honestly change because of one small, simple decision that you take, and then your life, you know, changes. So yeah, it's really a good thing. That's why I'm also encouraging you guys that sometimes you just really need to take that small decision, and then you realize, it's either you will realize in that moment or you will realize after that, you know what, that was actually a small decision with big changes. So 5 past the hour of 5 o'clock. We will go on a musical break shortly, but I'd like to touch on, you know, the part of what if, you know. A lot of us, we usually have this what if in our minds, in our thoughts. What if, you know, what if had I done this? What if had I done that? What if I didn't do this? What if I didn't do that? One thing you need to know is that, life can go differently at any point based on your decision. It can either end up in a good way, can either end up in a bad way. But this thing of always having what if in your mind, it's really not a healthy thing. And I always discourage those around me to refrain from, you know, using or thinking about the word what if, you know. Because at the end of the day, the decision that you take today, small or big, will lead to how your life turns out, either good or either bad. But one thing we need to keep in mind is that sometimes we are not in control, but we are just one small decision away from a completely different life. There are times when I think that, you know, growing up, I honestly had this image of I really want to get married young and I really want to start having a family at a very young age. So I wouldn't know right now had I gone or had I went through that path, getting married earlier and also having kids earlier on, how my life would be right now. But I cannot keep asking myself, what if had I gotten married? What if had I gotten kids? Where would I be right now? No. Because what I know is that deciding not to go with that thought or that plan of getting married early and also having kids, it has led to this point. And I love where I am at in my life. I also want you to love where you are at in your life because you are not in control. But the decisions that you take, small decisions that you take, are what lead to a life or a different life than what you imagine, than what you think you are in control of. So let's go for a musical break. I feel like I have preached so much. It is 5:08. So let's digest what I just preached to you guys. And hopefully we will stay away from the what if thing in our thoughts and also in our lives, because it's not a healthy thing to think about and also to measure your life with what if, no. So here is sounds of, you know, we'll start off with Lionel Richie. Oh, love. Why am I forgetting the rhyme to this song? Yeah, but let me just play it. Lionel Richie, Love, Oh, Love. And a few hits will follow after that. Luther Vandross and also Toni Braxton and Babyface. And after that, we will come continue with our conversations. Do not go anywhere. Stay tuned and enjoy a few tracks on this break we are taking.
You are now listening to The Crossover with Abigail.
Show the world and all its people all the wonders love can bring. Give us strength and understanding. Give us all one song to sing. Let the music play. Play it loud and make it clear. It's time to stand up to a new world that is now so near. All the walls are falling down. No more children off to war. If we search in our hearts, all this suffering will be no more.
And let there be joy in the world.
Let there be.
And let there be no sorrow.
Let there be.
Let there be peace on earth.
Let there be for all God's children. Let them see. Love.
save this world if we try.
You still own my heart forever.
You are now listening to The Crossover with Abigail.
If this world were mine, I would place at your feet all that I own. You've been so good to me. If this world were mine, I'd give you the flowers, the birds and the bees, and your love beside me. That would be all I need. If this world were mine, I'd give you anything.
If this world were mine, I would make you a king with wealth untold. You could have anything if this world were mine. Day so sunny and blue, and if you wanted the moonlight, I'd give you that too. If this world were mine, no, baby, I'd give you anything.
And there's no hesitation when you want me, honey, just call me.
No, baby, you are my consolation, and I feel so much sensation when I'm in your arms, when you squeeze me. Every sky would be blue as long as you're loving me, baby. Oh. When I'm here in your arms, life is so wonderful, my love. Keep on loving me, baby. Whoa. You know I need you, honey. You know I need you, baby. Keep on loving me, yeah. Loving me the way.
Oh.
It is the sounds of Luther Vandross and Cheryl Lynn. This song that is titled If the World Were Mine. If this world were mine, I'd give you everything, the birds and the bees. Yeah, can't sing to save my own life. But it is 24 past the hour of 5 o'clock. While we're also listening to sounds of Toni Braxton and Babyface. Yes. So it is a Sunday. It's a cold Sunday. You know, winter is actually here. And we are busy discussing about a small decision that can change everything in your life. And I'm also encouraging you as a listener to, you know, consider small decisions as powerful decisions. Because these are decisions that we usually do without, you know, thinking of the impact, the big impact they usually have in our lives. So this is why, you know, reminding you in case you have forgotten how small decisions can actually change your life. I know a lot of you have taken small decisions that have led to career success. You know, you have taken small decisions that have led to either love or either heartbreak. You know, you have made decisions that has led to you moving cities or even countries, you know. And also decisions that have led to personal growth. You know, you growing as an individual because of that small decision that you took in your life. So a lot of people actually do regret, you know, not taking small decisions in their lives, because I don't know, it's a lot, you know, it's a lot of things that usually play when people are scared to take small decisions, and this usually lead to regrets, you know, thinking about had I made that certain decision, or had I made those certain decisions, where would my life be at this point? And also not, you know, taking decisions or small decisions in your life usually leads to a lot of missed opportunities as well as wrong choices, you know. And this is something that I had to learn as an individual, that sometimes you just need to take a small decision, and this can lead to, you know, big changes in your life in a good way. Not in a bad way, but in a good way in most cases. You know, sometimes it can also end badly. But, you know, the question is it worse to make the wrong decision or not make one at all? Now, which one is worse? Making a wrong decision or not making one at all? I would say making a wrong decision is actually more important because you will learn. You will learn from that. Whereas when you don't make any decision at all, you don't know. You're just in limbo. You don't know what is happening, which direction to go. Am I going forward? Am I going backwards? You don't know. So it is actually very important, you know, to always, always make a decision. Even if it ends up to be a wrong decision, you learn from that than not making one at all. So when it comes to, you know, small decisions, one thing that I have learned as an individual is that I've learned to trust my instincts, you know. I have learned to trust my instinct. I remember, you know, deciding to walk away from a very toxic relationship, even though it felt so right, even though I was overthinking in terms of, are you taking the right decision to walk away? But the fact that my instinct was just telling me, you need to walk away from this. Like, you need to leave this. And I ignored my instincts for so long until to the point I was like, you know what? I've been ignoring my instinct, but I keep getting disappointed in this relationship. And then I decided to walk away. It was just one small decision that happened where I was like, I'm not going to talk to this person anymore. I'm done. When they call or text, I'm not going to respond to them, you know, just because I trusted my instincts. And guess what? I have become a happier me that I was in that relationship. So, you know, that is one of the lessons that I learned when it comes to, you know, taking small decision. It can actually teach you that it's very important to trust your instincts, right? And also another thing is taking risks. When you have realized that, you know, small decisions can lead to taking risks, and taking risks can actually lead, you know, to good results in life, that's a good thing, you know. And also, it also teaches us to being open to change. I think I was one of the people who was really, really, really not open to change, because I didn't like, you know, the unknown. I was suffering from so much fear of the unknown to, you know, I'm okay here because I know where I am right now. So where I am going, where I am headed, I don't know what's happening there, so I can't go there. So when you make small decisions and they come with these life-changing, you know, moments in your life, it actually makes you become open to change, because you are out of your comfort zone, and then you realize that, you know what, change is actually a good thing. Being afraid of the unknown is normal. It's not something we really needed. We need to hold on, but rather it's something we just need to feel and let it go, because change is a good thing, right? So yeah, in a nutshell, this is all about today's discussion. You know, the small decision, tiny decision that led to change in your life. You know, like I said, a lot of us can say, okay, in my love life, I decided to give this boy a chance, and now look at us, 50 years married together, and we have kids, we have grandkids. That's a small decision that actually, you know, changed your love life. And it ended up to be a good thing, even though some might have taken a small decision to give love a chance, and it ended up to be a heartbreak. But you learn from that, and you move on. Some people can say that, you know, a small decision that I took actually made me, you know, to become successful in my career. I think I'm one of those people who can say that, because I didn't have a career at the moment. I just took a decision to try this radio presenting thing, and look at me. I believe I will really, really go far in this career of radio hosting because of that small decision that I took, and it changed my life. And also other people will say, you know, this small decision that I took, it made me move from my hometown to another town, and it has been a great thing. It has been a great move. Or I happened to move from my home country to another country, and things have been good, you know. Opportunities and all that, life and exposure and all that, because it's a lot of things that can change when you move from your country to another country. And also personal growth. Other people will tell you that one small decision that I took actually changed me as a person. You know, I happened to grow. Because sometimes we do grow when we make certain decisions in our life. Especially, let me give an example. I gave this example of, you know, keeping quiet, keeping silent, when there's a disagreement. So you learn from that. You learn that, you know what? It's actually good when there's a disagreement, or when someone is arguing with me and I just keep quiet. So that becomes growth personally for you as an individual. So moving forward, whatever situation you find yourself where people are arguing or there's disagreements, you are not going to engage. You are going to keep quiet. So that is personal growth. So let's continue with a few Sunday gems. And I'll come say my lovely goodbyes to you, and also just leave you with encouraging words on this Sunday afternoon to walk with into the new week as we start off a new week. Well, here is Usher with this one that is titled Confessions.
These are my confessions. Just when I thought I said all I can say, my chick on the side says she got one on the way. These are my confessions. Man, I'm thrown and I don't know what to do. I guess I gotta give part two of my confessions. If I'm gonna tell it, then I gotta tell it all. Damn, they cried when I got that phone call. I'm so lonely, I don't know what to do but to keep part two of my confessions. It's gonna be the hardest thing I think I ever had to do. Got me talking to myself, asking how I'm gonna tell you. Pop that chick on part one, I told y'all I was creeping with. Say she's 3 months pregnant and she's keeping it. The first thing that came to mind was you. Second thing was, how do I know if it's fine and is it true? Third thing was me wishing that I never did what I did. How I ain't ready for no kid and bye-bye to a relationship. Just when I thought I said all I can say, my chick on the side, and yeah, she got one. These on the are way. My confessions. Man, I'm thrown and I don't know what to do now. I guess I gotta keep this part two of my confessions. If I'm gonna tell it, then I gotta tell it all. Damn, they cried when I got that phone call. I'm so I don't know what to do, but to keep part two of my confessions. Trying to figure out when, what, and how I'ma let this come out of my mouth. Said it ain't gonna be easy, but I need to stop thinking, contemplating, dig a man and get it over with. I'm riding in my whip, racing to her place, talking to myself, preparing to tell her to her face. She opened up the door and didn't want to come near me. I said, what's happening, baby? Please hear me. Just when I thought I said all I can say, my chick on the side, so she got one on the way. Confessions, so gone, so gone. What to do? Guess I gotta give part two of my. If I'm gonna tell it, then I gotta tell it all. Damn, they cried when I got that phone call. When I got it, I'm so gone. Didn't know what to do. And this by far is the hardest thing I think I've ever had to do. To tell you, the woman I love, that I'm having a baby by a woman that I barely even know. I hope you can accept the fact that I'm man enough to tell you this. And hopefully you'll give me another chance. This ain't about my career. This ain't about my life. About us, please. Just when I thought I said all I can say, my chick on the side says she got one on the way. These are my confessions. Man, I'm thrown and I don't know what to do. I guess I gotta keep part two of my confessions. If I'm gonna tell it, then I gotta tell it all. Damn, they cried when I got that phone call. I'm so gone, I don't know what to do but to keep part two.
You are now listening to The Crossover with Abigail.
turn back the years. Can't make it seem easy when you're all that I see. Can't live in a dream, and I won't serenade the truth. People are hurting when they're looking to me, and I look at you. There's nothing more to say.
Lipura nengeno wapubwa Eva Tere ulikoni maondo duto ingida ashike kapeno nweku dite opoye ekukurile. Oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana. Konongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo IGL FM otuna evi dota njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendi fenawa nukumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge kwa tafano na Monica ko IGL FM. Onora itatulimwe mbali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile kumberewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu batatu o mafilane IGL FM the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
See you shine in the night like the diamond you are. I'm good on the side, so right, just hold me in the dark. No
streets, I'll be me when you need and it's yours. All I hear, nothing feels better than this. Nothing feels better. Nothing feels better than this. Nothing feels better. I'm not. We don't got it high. This is what you like. Say we're just friends, but I swear when nobody's around, keep my hand around your neck, we can act while you're feeling it out. Cause I am, I got so hotter than that, I swear to God, from my feet and the crown. This is all we've been talking about in my head. Nothing feels better than this. Nothing feels better. Nothing feels better than this. Nothing feels better. I'm not. But we don't got it high. This is what you like out of me. Nothing feels better. Take you back from your sad, sad light, light, light. Oh no, left, right, left, right. Take you back from your sad, sad light. Nothing feels better than this.
Now listening to The Crossover with Abigail.
Heating the passion that I have. chemistry was crazy from the get-go. Neither one of us knew why. We didn't build nothing overnight, cause a love like this takes some time. People swore it off as a phase, said we can't see that. Now from top to bottom, they see that we did that. Yes, it's so true that, yes, we've been through it. Yes, we got right. Yes, see baby, we've been too strong for too long.
And I can't be without you, baby.
Mary J. Blige, Be Without You. And before this one, Tamia and Quincy Jones also came through with a song titled You Put a Move on My Heart. Bringing us exactly to 5 minutes to the hour of 6 o'clock. I'm going to leave you with a few words. As I mentioned before, that as you start off the new week, I'm going to leave you with a few words to go into the new week with, right? Life is shaped by small moments. Always remember that. You know, you could be experiencing a small moment today, right now, and you won't even know the impact that small moment will have in your life. You know, could be a few months from now, a year, a few years from now, right? So maybe today you are one small decision away from changing your life. So send that message, take that chance, and trust that even the smallest step can lead somewhere incredible. Always, always believe that even the smallest step can lead somewhere incredible in life. So I just want us to, you know, start off this new week with the knowledge that some little decisions that we do or some little decisions that we take in our lives, they do change everything, right? They do change everything. They do change the course of your life. They do change the outcome of your life. So this is me encouraging you to always take those little decisions and always trust in your instinct. But sometimes ignoring your instinct and also, you know, thinking that this little decision, this and that, can actually lead to you missing great opportunities in your life or great moments in your life. So always, always embrace, you know, the power of small decisions. You making small decision or little decisions, because great change in our lives does come after small decisions, even though we don't feel its impact or even though we don't see the change it brings in that moment. So from this point, this is where I say my lovely goodbyes to you. I wish you a very productive week ahead of you. And of course, I'll see you next Sunday, which is the last Sunday in the month of April. From me, Abigail, it is bye-bye. Leaving you with the sounds of Whitney Houston, I Didn't Know My Own Strength. So this is also to encourage each one of you that you do have strength. You might just not know yet, but you do have strength in you. Bye-bye.
Lost touch with my soul. I had nowhere to turn. I had nowhere to go. Lost sight of my dream. Thought it would be the end of me. I thought I'd never make it through. I had no hope to hold on to. I thought I would break. I didn't know my own strength, and I crashed down and I tumbled, but I did not crumble. I got through all the pain. I didn't know my own strength, survived my darkest hour. My faith kept me alive. I picked myself back up, hold my head up high. I was not built to break. I didn't know my own strength. Oh. Found hope in my heart. I found the light to light my way out of the dark. Found all that I need here inside of me. Oh, I thought I'd never find my way. I didn't know my own strength. There were so many times I wondered how I'd get through the night. I thought I took all that I could take. Didn't know my own strength, and I crashed down and I tumbled, but I did not